Dozens of world leaders are gathering in Jerusalem. Tomorrow, they'll be marking 75 years since the liberation of the Auschwitz death camp. It's one of two global events commemorating the anniversary. The second will take place at Auschwitz in Poland. That will be on the actual date of the 1945 liberation of Auschwitz, January 27th. Tomorrow's commemoration in Israel has been overshadowed by a dispute between Poland and Russia, and Poland's president has decided not to attend the event. The World's Orla Barry is in southern Poland, where she's been asking about the controversy.
I'm in Krakow, Marco, which many people will know if they've been to Poland, is a beautiful old medieval city. But it's also just 1 hour from Auschwitz, the largest Nazi concentration camp, where it's estimated that over 1 million people were killed, mostly Jewish, during the Second World War. Many of them Polish, around 90% of Poland's Jewish population was wiped out during the Holocaust. This is why marking the liberation of Auschwitz is so important for the people here in Poland, because it's so central to their lives.
Tomorrow's Holocaust commemoration event in Jerusalem is being overshadowed by this dispute with Poland. Tell us what the dispute is all about.
Indeed, the Polish president, he's refusing to attend. Now, if you are to listen to Israel and to the World Holocaust Center, Yad Vashem, who are one of the organizers of this event, the World Holocaust Forum, they will tell you that they have invited the four allied forces to speak. Have a listen. I spoke to Dr. Robert Rosette. He's a senior historian with Yad Vashem, and he explained the thinking behind not inviting Poland to speak.
The people who were invited to speak were, first of all, the four allied main powers, right, who were involved in the liberation of the Jews as the fighting forces, the Americans and the British and the French and what was then the Soviet Union, with Russia representing that. And the president of Germany is speaking for obvious reasons, right?
And Orla, what does Poland say is their understanding of why they weren't invited to speak, given that the event is all about Auschwitz, which is in Poland?
Yeah, Poland has a very different take on all of this. I met with the government MP yesterday, Radoslaw Fogiel, and he said basically this is all Russia's doing.
I would blame the link between the host, Mr. Moshe Kantor, and Vladimir Putin. Probably Mr. Kantor is just giving Mr. Putin a stage to be heard with this propaganda.
So Moshe Kantor, that he mentioned there, is the president of the European Jewish Congress, who are also very much involved in this event. But Moshe Kantor is himself Russian. He's a Russian Jew and is a good friend of Vladimir Putin's. So the line that you'll hear from Poland is that, in fact, this whole event has been organized with an eye to Russia, and that it's keeping Russian relations sweet. And in that sense, Poland has been excluded.
So there in Krakow, where you are, Orla, what have people been saying about this dispute between Moscow and Warsaw?
I expected, speaking to many of the Jewish community here, that they might be slightly critical of the Polish president, simply because they're not huge fans of the Polish government. It's quite a right-wing government and Catholic government, etc., and that they wouldn't be so supportive of them. But in fact, anyone that I've spoken to has been pretty much of the line that President Duda didn't really have a choice. For example, I spoke to one, he's very highly acclaimed historian here, Dariusz Stolach, and I asked him what he thought about it.
I don't know what the intention is of Israeli policymakers. I only know that this is bad for the Holocaust commemoration. Poland should be there. And especially as in the past 30 years since the end of the communist regime, Poland has done a lot for Holocaust commemoration, for the commemoration of the Jewish history in general. It's indeed a pity that Poland is not represented there.
I also asked the chief rabbi of Poland, Michael Szudryk, about this. You might hear from his accent, he's not exactly originally from Poland.
Under the circumstances that exist, I think many people in the community understand why he didn't go. I don't see any kind of saying, oh my gosh, he didn't go. He's the president of the country. They're not letting him speak, although Auschwitz is here. Half the Jews murdered during the Shoah, the Holocaust, were from Poland. You can come to a different conclusion, but you certainly can understand his logic and thinking.
Orla, what are the reasons Israel might not want Poland and Jerusalem for this commemoration? Or should I say why Israel would not have a problem if President Duda of Poland is not there?
There has certainly been tensions between Poland and Israel over the last number of years. You might remember the Holocaust law that Poland introduced a couple of years ago, making it a criminal offence for someone in Poland or for anyone to say that Poland was complicit in Nazi war crimes. Israel was furious when this law was introduced because, well, it has been proven and historians have confirmed it, that there were those in Poland who were responsible for terrorism and the murder of Jews during the Second World War. And Israel took huge offence at the time when the law was introduced. The law has since been watered down somewhat, but it did cause some upset between both countries at the time. And also Israel is quite conscious of keeping relations smooth with Russia. So that's another angle to all of this.
The World's Orla Barry in Krakow, Poland, speaking with us about the dispute between Russia and Poland over the commemoration of the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp. Orla, thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.